A sound mind in a sound body, September 21st. But I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Whatever detracts from physical vigor weakens mental effort. Hence, every practice unfavorable to the health of the body should be resolutely shunned. We cannot maintain consecration to God, and yet injure our health by the willful indulgence of a wrong habit. Self-denial is one of the conditions, not only of admission into the service of Christ but of continuance therein. Yet how many who call themselves Christians are unwilling to exercise self-denial, even for Christ's sake? How often the love for some pernicious indulgence is stronger than the desire for a sound mind in a sound body. Precious hours of probation are spent, God-given means squandered, to please the eye or to gratify the appetite. None need fail in this work of self-renunciation. God will give help to every earnest seeker. If we sincerely seek His grace, our life will correspond with our profession of faith. He knows whether our hearts are wholly devoted to His service, or given to the things of the world. We may profess what we will, but unless our life corresponds with our profession, our faith is dead. The rule given by the Apostle Paul is the only safe rule for our guidance in all the affairs of life. Whether ye eat, or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. In the selection of our food, we should not seek merely to please the taste, but should choose that which is most healthful. In dress, we should seek that which is simple, comfortable, convenient, and appropriate. He who will observe simplicity in all his habits, restricting the appetite and controlling the passions, may preserve his mental power strong, active, and vigorous, quick to perceive everything which demands thought or action, keen to discriminate between the holy and the unholy, and ready to engage in every enterprise for the glory of God and in the benefit of humanity.